When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our man in Vegas, whether he's in Vegas or not. He is the great Joe Fortenbaugh. He joins us now on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you, sir?
Famous saying in Las Vegas, gentlemen, good teams win, but great teams cover. And what I watched last week between the Chicago Bears and I can't even remember who the opponent was at
Packers.
This point. I'm blanking.
Packers,
yeah,
Joe.
Packers.
Packers.
Didn't want to say it out loud. No. Didn't want to say it out loud. But a good team may have won in the Packers. A great team cover, gentlemen. That Chicago Bears team is a great team for getting that cover last week.
You're the one who thinks that. You're the only one who thinks that in Chicago on the airwaves, Joe.
You had a great weekend. You had some real prescient ideas last week, as I recall, talking about some of the college stuff as well. It was good.
We had a good run. We had John Jones winning in the third round, which is 6-1. We had the Tyson over, which,
yeah,
I'll tell you
great.
What, like usual, you come off a fight like that and you think, why didn't I bet more? We only get so many of these opportunities. And then you turn around, good little college week. I like the fact that the Bears got home for us there. It didn't end the way everyone in Chicago would like, but that's what Joe Fortenbaugh does. He brings a little bit of positivity to the Chicago airwaves every Friday, and I'll tell you what, I think they might be a decent cover option again this week if you can get the 3.5. The offense looked a little bit better last week. Maybe, just maybe, when we're kicking field goals, we go to the right hash this week. Who knows?
Baby steps. Piling on as well, Joe. That's well done. All right, let's start with this weekend's NFL action then, if you want to go with the Bears or whatever else you got.
Rough weekend for this NFL card, to be completely honest. Rough weekend. I usually look down. I got a bunch of stuff for you. I got more on the college side, but I'll give you a few here. Giants, Bucks under 41.5. You got DeVito at quarterback for the Giants. I'm not overly confident that's going to result in a lot of scoring. And on top of that, Tampa's coming off their bye. No Godwin. Evans not 100%. Offensive line banged up. The key is, the one thing the Giants do well is generate pressure with their front four. They don't need to blitz to get pressure on you. That's where Mayfield has struggled throughout his career. So if the Giants are able to suppress Mayfield, we get home here, we'll go under 41.5 points. I do like the Niners plus the 3 against the Packers. I believe that's a good buy low spot on San Francisco. It's been nothing but Packer money pushing it up to 3 because of the injuries in San Francisco. This Packer team's playing with fire. 4 of the last 5 wins are by one score. Quarterback turns the ball over way too often, at least one interception in every single game this year. Brock Purdy, only the second time in 38 career starts where he's an underdog. Jordan Love, lifetime, is a favorite, 4-7 against the spread. We'll buy low on the Niners at plus 3. Monday Night Football, I'm going to jump ahead. I'm going to play the Ravens minus a 3 over the Chargers. That's small. I'm going to go over 51. That's a bigger wager. All right, couple things here. You look at the Chargers' defensive metrics. Everyone oohs and ahs. What a great defense. Such a great defense. Well, they beat it. They built those numbers up, beating a bunch of nobody offenses. Then they faced the Bengals last week. They gave up 27 points and over 450 yards of offense. The Ravens are going to move the ball on these guys. Conversely, with the way the Ravens play pass defense, the Chargers should be able to hang a number here as well. There's a reason this thing opened around 48 and got bet up like 3 points. I think we get a shootout Monday night. Working backwards to Sunday night, Philadelphia and the Rams, the first half under 23.5 would be the play there. These two teams ranked 19th or worse in first half scoring. Philly's 8-2 to the first half under this year. The Rams are 7-3 to the first half under. Eagles defense has been red hot since that week 5 bye. So I'd be playing that one as well. So the recap, we want to go over 51 Ravens Chargers, a little bit on the Ravens there as well. Under 23.5 in the first half between the Eagles and the Rams, under 41.5 in that matchup between the Giants and the Buccaneers, and we want to take the three with Philadelphia. Like I said, I do lean to Chicago a little bit. I think you're probably on track for an under in that game as well. But if you give me 3.5, I'll take it with the Bears, because I'll tell you something. As much as people look at Minnesota's record and say, wow, this is such a great surprise, Darnold's starting to go back into the tank. He's becoming the quarterback we remember him as we get later in the season. Look at that Jacksonville game from a couple weeks ago with all the turnovers. The Bears can make some plays here. But again, you got to button it up. You can't bear it up at the end of this game. You got to button it up. You got to figure out a way to close it out.
Do you have an opinion on this Indiana-Ohio State game? We have no idea. They have, you know, Indiana obviously has never played a team as good as this this season, but they have, in terms of mutual opponents, they've done as well as Ohio State has against Nebraska and Michigan State.
A lot of Indiana money the last few days. This got as high as Ohio State minus 13. It's now down to 10.5. If you see it get to 10, that's pretty significant, because 10's a key number there. So that's the move we're all kind of waiting on. And whether or not there's going to be some Ohio State money, I'm sure the public will get involved with Ohio State. I think the more prudent course of action is under 52.5 points here. All right, Ohio State's got the number one scoring defense in the country, number two in yards per play. I think they are going to be able to dictate a little bit against this Indiana team, especially in the trenches. But on the other side, what do we expect from Ohio State's offense, right? Starting centers out for this game. It's not as explosive a unit as we've seen in years past. That's what happens when you don't have C.J. Stroud at quarterback. It's no knock to Will Howard. He's done a very nice job, but they're a little bit more run heavy. So I'd be looking under 52.5 in that game. I'd lay the 14 with Notre Dame over Army. All due respect, Army's a great story. This is such a massive step up in class. I mean, Army strength of schedule. There's only 134 teams in college football. Army strength of schedule ranks 124th. Notre Dame's bigger, faster, stronger. They're going to run the ball at will here. And when Army gets off schedule and has to play from behind, that's not going to suit their offense very well. So I'd go ahead and I'd lay the 14 in that spot. A big look-ahead game coming up between Texas and Texas A&M next week. As a result, I'd look at the two opponents they play this week and I'd bet both of them. I'd take Auburn plus 2.5 over A&M. Elko, the head coach at A&M, is already talking about the Texas game. I don't know what he's doing up behind a microphone already talking about the Texas game with a road trip to Auburn coming up, but you got to be careful with that. Classic look-ahead spot, Auburn plus 2.5. Also, Kentucky plus the 20.5. against Texas. Longhorns don't need to roll it up here. This is Kentucky Super Bowl. They're playing for a bowl game, so they got to figure that stuff out. I'd also go Kansas plus 3 over Colorado. This is market peak for Colorado. I think it's 4 straight wins. Only one of those teams had a winning record, Texas Tech 6-4. Kansas is way better than people realize. We gave them out last week, they won. We gave them out 2 weeks ago, they won. They're 1-5 in one-score games. They've been incredibly unlucky, but they're better than people realize. So under 52.5 in the Ohio State game, Kansas plus 3, Kentucky plus 20, Notre Dame minus 14, Auburn plus 2.5. I'd also look to Minnesota against my alma mater, Penn State. Minnesota plus the 11.5. They're off the bye week. They can play defense. Penn State a little bit overrated, in my opinion, on the defensive side of the ball. I think Minnesota could give them some fits in that game.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's not a game, Illinois.com. Joe, that's great stuff, and sorry that Tom Herman got fired.
Yeah, can you believe such a thing? The amount of people in Chicago that reach out to me anytime there's a Tom Herman piece of news, it just warms my heart. It warms my heart.
We listen, Joe. We listen.
Many years. Like, we started talking about that when I was in San Francisco, which is 2 moves ago. It's Vegas and 4 years before that. So you guys, it warms my heart. And you know what else warms my heart? The Illinois Department of Transportation. I'm glad that they're on board with this segment. Nothing says Joe Fortenbaugh like the Illinois Department of Transportation.
It's so true. Joe, you're the best. Bless you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, we don't have any fights.
Love you guys. Love you guys. It's got to be the week. It's got to be the week. Go Bears.
Right. They need it. My God, that is Joe Fortenbaugh. They do need it, man. Holy cow.
Yeah.
But even Joe can't come up with a way. That he thought they
were.
Is good.
He said they were great last week.
Well, I mean, they did cover.
I know.
And he called it.
And how? What does that do for you?
Well, we're here. He's national. I think it does a lot if you're
If you're outside.
Joe likes making the right call. Obviously.
I know. Well, that's good. That's great.
He was all over that fight. The octogenarian fight, Paul against Tyson.
That one fight, that Dustin, Netflix
didn't
fight.
Didn't you cash on that?
Immediately. Yes. Immediately went to the app.
That's pretty good.
From work. Yep. It's allowed.
Yeah. Is it? Mitch, can you call HR?
Get a ruling on that.
All right.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.